What does a person have to actually do to be, quote, cured from sex addiction?
Well, we have a whole protocol at the Center for Healthy Sex where people come in and they have a full assessment. They're required to do a lot of reading, a lot of writing about their behavior. They're required to go to group therapy for a year, go to 12-step meetings. We also offer an 11-day intensive outpatient program for people that really want to get their recovery started comprehensively and in a solid way. So they have to make a real commitment to staying the course of doing the work that's prescribed based on what we have, what we know about what helps people get better. And so this can include writing a detailed sexual history, writing a lot of inventories that go with the 12-step program, like looking at all the ways they were powerless over their behavior, all the way it created unmanageability and messes in their lives. Because often addicts will say, well, you know, this is only hurting me. Nobody knows, if nobody knows, it doesn't hurt anybody. And what they start to realize in recovery is that they've been hurting a lot of people for a very long time with their unavailability and their behaviors. So it's a process of breaking through denial, a lot of psychoeducational work, and a lot of relapse prevention also, helping people to become more affiliated in their communities. And that's why 12-step meetings are so great, and that's why they've helped people the world over, millions of people get sober from drugs and alcohol, because people get better with the help of other people. And the adage in the 12-step meetings are, you go and listen for the similarities, not the differences, because everybody is different, but at the end of the day, you all have the same problem. And so it's a pretty remarkable program of people helping people. So coming out of isolation is a big, big first step with any addiction.